Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Greetings, humans. You have entered the command zone, your destination for all aspects of Elder Dragon Highlander. Enjoy your stay.
How's it, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Command Zone podcast. I'm your host, Josh Lee Kwai.
And I'm Craig Blanchett, Mr. Infect.
Mr. Infect is here filling in for Jimmy today. We've got a really exciting special episode, Midnight Hunt. It's almost here.
Sweet.
Yeah, so Midnight Hunt is coming out, and there are two Commander precons with the set. So today, we got something kind of exciting. We are going to be revealing the full contents of one of those precon decks. It's called, what's it called? Undead Unleashed. It's the Dimir Zombies deck. You know, in the past, Craig, we've called these decks that aren't the Commander product every year.
Sure.
We call them like mini or like set decks.
Yep.
I've heard people call them like starter Commander decks.
Sure.
I don't know if those monikers are going to work anymore because looking at...
I don't think they will.
Yeah. Looking at this deck... you know, when we call them mini set starter or whatever, they usually only had like in the past, they only had like three new cards and they were mostly reprints. And I think they were like $20 or something.
Yep.
This deck is a lot closer to what a Commander product precon is than these mini decks have been in the past.
Yeah. If you have a zombie deck or are thinking about building a zombie deck, this is pretty much a must buy.
Yeah, so this just feels more like a regular Commander product. But before we get into the specifics, we have to, of course, talk about our sponsors. And we've got something actually really exciting to announce on this episode. We have a brand new sponsor.
Oh, why? Why? Whoa, is Craig?
Okay, what is wrong with Craig?
Apparently he's looking for some, like, really rare card.
I've called the store. I've scoured through all of my friend's trade binders. All I could find was this borderless pre-release promo foil.
Well, that's pretty good.
No, I was looking for the Altar borderless pre-release promo foil. But the only thing foiled now is my plan for the perfect deck. If only every local game store was in one place. Some glorious temple to MTG selection perfection.
Oh, you should just check out Channel Fireball Marketplace.
Channel Fireball Marketplace? Is that new? I can't believe it. They have every card imaginable. Is this a dream?
No, Craig, it's a website. There's no better place than the new Channel Fireball Marketplace to find absolutely any Magic card you could want. It's a single online location that connects you to hundreds of real game stores, making it easy to compare prices and ensure you're getting the best deal out there. Plus, Channel Fireball Marketplace vets every vendor, so you know you're supporting local game stores by buying from professional licensed businesses with reliable professional service, instead of getting bent envelopes from some stranger out of a basement. Starting on October 1st, if you're looking to buy Magic cards, check out Channel Fireball Marketplace. Go to channelfireball.com/command or enter code command at checkout to let them know we sent you. Support the channel and save money on the cards you need at channelfireball.com/command. That's right. Channel Fireball is now a sponsor of the Command Zone, Extra Turns, Game Nights, all of our content. We've been huge fans of theirs for a long time. They also are in the live event space, which hopefully we can get back to fairly soon. They put on all the GPs and things like that. Channel Fireball, always awesome. And also this marketplace thing that they're doing, very exciting. Gonna definitely be a place you're going to want to go to get your cards, because marketplaces just naturally drive the prices down on stuff. And yep. Channel Firewall is doing a couple of special things for their marketplace. We mentioned it in the ad, but they are vetting their sellers. So you have to be like a licensed business in order to be a seller on their marketplace.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, so it kind of makes sure that you get a professional experience, you get high service. Also, for the first month, and this wasn't in the little promo we just ran, but for like the first month or for whatever it is, for the first bit of time when the marketplace launches, again, it doesn't launch until October 1st, so it's not available right now. But when it launches, the Channel Firewall Marketplace is going to be doing a bunch, they're calling it Marketplace Madness. They're going to be doing a bunch of giveaways associated Sweet. With using the marketplace. And they've got cool stuff on here. There is boxes of collector booster boxes of Midnight Hunt. There is Time Spiral Remastered boxes on here. There is a on the final giveaway there, it says Black Lotus here.
There is a long list of things that you yeah. just went skipped to. I mean, I can't, there is so much yeah, on that page. That's crazy.
Yeah, so they're giving away a bunch of stuff.
That's cool.
For this Marketplace Madness. And what I would say is, like, if you're thinking about buying Magic cards, if you don't need emergently, like, for next week for your, you know, I'm playing Commander this weekend or something, if you can wait until October 1st and use the Marketplace, it's a good way to just get additional EV, additional value, because you'll be entered to win when you use the Marketplace. That's how you enter to win a bunch of the stuff that they're giving away. So I would counsel you to maybe wait a couple of weeks if you can at all swing it, just to have a chance to win stuff, because that's just, again, free value. So big thanks to Channel Fireball. We look forward to working with them closely here, and we're very big fans of theirs and this new marketplace idea. So that's going to be exciting.
That's sweet.
They're not our only sponsor, though. Once you get the cards from the marketplace, you know, if you win one of those collector boosters, you're going to get a bunch of valuable cards. You're going to want to put those cards into a nice Eclipse sleeve from Ultra Pro, into a nice Satin Tower or Mythic Collection deck box from Ultra Pro. You know, Ultra Pro makes the highest quality products to protect all of your game pieces. You want your cards to stay in pristine condition. Ultra Pro really is the company that helps you protect all of that stuff. We only use their playmats on our stuff, on all of our gameplay and everything, because they, not only is it the way to protect your cards, Ultra Pro just has like the nicest printing quality. They get the licensed IP, so they have the Magic Art. You know, Craig has the Nicol Bolas playmat in front of him here that's just sweet. So Ultra Pro, if you have something that you want to display on your battlefield, Ultra Pro probably has it. And the final way to support all of our content is directly if you go to patreon.com/commandzone. We give all kinds of cool perks to our patrons, one of which is you get to hang out on our Discord server, talk with Jimmy and I and Craig.
Yep.
Craig's on there all the time. Yep. A lot of our staff is on the Discord all the time. Also, you get to watch game nights and extra turns earlier than anybody else. We got we got the Midnight Hunt episode of Game Nights coming out in about a week and a half, I think, at the time you're watching this. So patreon.com/commandzone if you want to take advantage of all of that. And one last perk is we shout out one lucky patron every single episode. And this episode is dedicated to Dennis Barr. Dennis, you rock. Okay, let's get into the Undead Unleashed Midnight Hunt Precon deck reveal. Just want to say, we'll be doing in-depth analysis of these cards on a future episode. We're going to do our normal budget upgrade guide for it. This video is more about us just revealing what's in the deck. So we're not going to do a ton of analysis or evaluate the cards on this. We're just going to tell you what's in there so you know what's in the box. First of all, this deck has 15 new cards in it.
That's a lot for one of these.
A lot.
I thought they were saying that they were only going to do 3 on these small.
Then they did 7, yeah. And now they're up to 15. I mean, Commander.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
Commander products, like every year the Commander product comes out, those generally have like 18 to 20.
Yeah, right.
So we're close to that. That's why we were saying I don't think we can call these mini or starter or set decks anymore. I think these are just Commander precon similar to the Commander product that we're used to.
That's legit.
Yeah. There are 3 new legendary creatures in this box. So let's read them really quick. One you might have seen on the internet because it's on the box and they sort of released what the box art was. It's Wilhelt, the Rot Cleaver. 2 a blue and a black for a 3/3 zombie warrior, legendary of course. Whenever another zombie you control dies, if it didn't have decayed, create a 2/2 black zombie creature token with decayed. And then at the beginning of your end step, you may sacrifice a zombie. If you do, draw a card. Now, quickly here, we should discuss Decayed because it's not explained on this card.
Right.
Decayed is like a new thing they're adding to zombies in this set. And what that means is something has decayed, it can't block. And when it attacks, sacrifice it at the end of combat. So these are kind of like temporary zombies, I guess.
Sure. So you can't really use it for its secondary ability at the end of turn, sacrifice a zombie if you attacked with a decayed zombie. So it's kind of like a way of holding that decayed back a little bit.
Exactly. But you can if you just don't attack with them. You can just sacrifice the zombie to draw the card. So you'll have to make that decision. Holding it back to block is not an option, though. They don't block.
It's true.
Okay, so Wilhelt. I mean, obviously, Wilhelt kind of tells us which direction this deck is going to go in, right? And you already alluded to it earlier.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, it's nice because it kind of has a little bit of card draw and sack outlet, you know, a little bit on the card, which is what you want to be doing in these zombie or black-blue decks. So it's a cool design. I like it.
Okay, but there are two more legendary creatures in the deck. The second one is Eloise, Nephalia Sleuth. 3, a blue and a black for a 4/4 legendary human rogue. Whenever another creature you control dies, investigate. That means you create a clue, colorless clue artifact token, and that clue has pay 2, sacrifice this artifact, draw a card. And then Eloise also says, whenever you sacrifice a token, surveil 1. Surveil is you look at the top card of your library, you may put that card into your graveyard. You may. So if you like the card, you could keep it on top of your library.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it's a way to get things in your graveyard if you want to mill, if you're going to reanimate things. This doesn't say zombies on it. It is sort of related to what the deck wants to do, though, in that whenever another creature you control dies, you can make clues, which you can use to draw cards. Eloise, technically, you could run as the commander of the deck, but it probably... You know, we're going to look at the rest of the deck contents, but assuming that there's a lot of zombies in there, you probably want the zombie synergies.
It makes sense, but she's really good. Like, she has card draw and kind of pseudo card draw in the surveil. You could be, because in black and blue, you're typically playing a lot out of your graveyard. Yep. So, you know, there is kind of a ramp and card draw aspect to her.
Right. Well, not ramp, but
not
card
ramp.
Draw.
Yeah,
two different kinds of card draw.
True. Yeah.
It's like investigate plus surveil probably equals like one card if you're doing both those things because you got to pay the extra mana and whatnot. I think Eloise is a plant for like, they like to do this in Commander precons, right? Like they give you a commander, this is who you should run out of the box, but let's put something in there that you could pull out and just make a whole deck around this card. Yeah,
I think she would be a very good build around.
Yeah, that feels like what Eloise is.
My one issue with her is a non-issue, but Saskia is a 3/4.
Right.
Very buff.
Yeah.
She's not very buff for a 4/4.
What do you mean?
The picture of Eloise.
Oh!
She, like, if she's a 4/4, I expect her to be kind of swole,
she doesn't
right?
work hot.
You know?
Enough.
Like, bears are 2/2s and she's a 4/4.
Sure. I mean, if we go down this road, none of the creatures make sense in Magic.
Like I said, very small.
Let's look at the next one and then we'll talk about it because the next one is called Gorex, the Tomb Shell.
This is a sweet card.
This is the third legendary creature in the deck, but it's mono black. So it's 6 black for a legendary zombie turtle. Which is a 4/4. So, just going to pause right here for your discussion, because Eloise looks like a normal-sized human person. Gorex is a ginormous turtle.
Massive.
If you look, unless the zombies are like miniature, you know, from Munchkin Land or something.
Right.
Gorex is ginormous, but still a 4/4. So, to my point that none of the power and toughnesses make sense in that regard. Anyway, sorry. 6 black for a 4/4 zombie turtle. As an additional cost to cast this spell, you may exile any number of creature cards from your graveyard. This spell costs 2 less to cast for each card exiled this way. So Gorex has like double delve.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. It wouldn't be that hard to just have 3 creature cards in your graveyard, and this just costs black.
Yep.
Gorex also has Death Touch, and it says whenever Gorex attacks or dies, choose a card at random exiled with Gorex and put that card into its owner's hand. So this is a way for you to selectively choose the cards exiled when you delve Gorex out. I'm going to call it delve. It's double delve because you have 2 rather than 1.
Yep.
But you could purposefully just be like, I'm going to cast Gorex for, you know, only 2 discounts, or there's only 1 card exiled with it.
Yep.
And then when Gorex attacks or dies, I know what card I'm getting back. You could do something like that. Or you could just be like, whatever, any of these 3 cards I'll be happy with. I'll quote-unquote delve them away.
So pretty interesting.
It's better than Delve because you're delving them away, but then you can get them back. It's crazy.
And we've seen a little bit more playing in the space of like with the exiled cards recently, of getting them back and things like that. So there might be some other, I'm sure there's some other synergies around. It's not super relevant to this deck specifically out of the box because Gorax is mono black. You cannot play it as the commander out of the box. You would have to pull Gorax aside and make a brand new deck around it.
Sure.
Maybe you could use some of the, it is a zombie, so there's probably some synergy.
There's a lot of synergies in here that kind of get cards into your graveyard. So you should be able to get him out for two black most games if you're just playing him in the 99.
But yeah, this is a reason why Eloise Surveil is good, right? Just discount Gorax.
Yeah. Also, the Death Touch is relevant in this because you're incentivized to block with it as a 4/4 Death Touch, even if it dies, because now you at least get a creature back. So it's,
and if they don't attack into it, it has an attack trigger. So you're gonna, you know, unless they exile it, you're getting the trigger.
Yeah.
All right. So those are the three new legendary creatures, but there is more than that. We said there are 15 new cards, so we should read you the other 12. So let's go down the list of new cards in the deck here. Again, we're not gonna do a lot of evaluation because that'll take forever. We're just gonna read them so you get to see them. So the first grouping of cards are the zombie tribal cards in the deck. Craig, do you want to read the first one?
Yeah. Cleaver Scab, 3 and a blue for a zombie horror, 2/4. 3 and tap it, sacrifice another zombie. Create 2 tokens that are copies of the sacrifice creature.
So you turn one of your zombies into 2 copies of that zombie. Plus, you get any ETBs twice.
And it's not exile, it's sacrifice. So now that original non-token zombie goes into the graveyard.
And we know now zombie, zombie decks like to bring stuff back because what are zombies? They're things brought back from the dead.
So essentially, you're kind of creating an engine where you get 3 of certain zombies. And that's, I think there's something cool about that.
The next card is Crowded Crypt, 2 and a black for an artifact. You can tap it for a black mana. And it says, whenever a creature you control dies, put a corpse counter on Crowded Crypt. And then you can pay 4 black, tap and sacrifice the Crowded Crypt and create a 2/2 black zombie creature token with a with decayed for each counter on Crowded Crypt. So you, whenever a creature you control dies, similar to Black Market, you start putting counters on this thing. And after a while, you go, well, I don't need the mana rock anymore. I'm going to cash this in for 6 mana and make 8 2/2 zombies with decayed.
Yep, somebody board wipes, you put a bunch of counters on this, then you tap 6 and tap it, sacrifice it. Huge board state.
What I like about this is it's a mana rock at its least. It's 3/3 mana rock, but enough upside that it probably makes it playable. The zombies do have decayed, though. That makes them quite a bit worse, I'm not sure how to evaluate that part of it.
There's also, it's similar to Cursed Mirror. I like how they're doing these 3 mana kind of colored mana rocks. You have to put one color of certain into it.
But they have upside, so maybe you'll play them.
Yeah.
Because I don't play 3 mana rocks. I only play 2 mana rocks now.
Nope.
All right, the next card. You want to read it?
Yeah. So Empty the Laboratory. This one's cool. So X and 2/2 for a sorcery. Sacrifice X zombies. Then you reveal cards from the top of your library until you reveal a number of zombie creature cards equal to the number of zombies sacrificed this way. Put those cards onto the battlefield and the rest into the bottom of your library in a random order. So this is basically, if you have enough zombies on the board, you can get all of the zombies from your library onto play, which a lot of them are zombie lords, so now you're making whatever zombies you didn't sacrifice even more powerful by the +1/+1s.
You could sacrifice tokens too and turn them into real cards.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Also, like we said, zombies like to be in graveyards because they like to come back. So this is just it's sort of like zombie shift. Not the exact same. You only get to tutor for them, but it's like escape for zombies
I get it.
A little. All right. The next one is Ghoul's Night Out. That's a cool card name.
It's
3 black for a sorcery. For each player, choose a creature card in that player's graveyard. Put those cards onto the battlefield under your control. They're black zombies in addition to their other colors and types, and they gain decayed. Wow. I mean, 5 mana to get 3 creatures from graveyards onto the battlefield.
It's really good.
It feels like they tried to balance it with decayed, but I don't know how much that balances it.
You even get yourself. It's not even just opponents.
Four creatures for 5 mana?
For 5 mana.
This card seems really good.
It's really good.
Because you get ETBs, and then I know that decayed is a downside, but in general, if you get a Consecrated Sphinx and a Shieldred, you don't care if they can attack. You won't attack with them, and you don't care if they can block.
There's plenty of utility creatures, even if it's just like a mana dork.
Yeah, it's just a Kur Tribe Elder from somebody, and then it's and if it's from Craig, it's an Elish Norn. That card seems really powerful, and I think might just see a lot of play in just regular decks as just like a good card, period.
Yeah,
because it's so efficient.
Yeah, 5 mana for 4 creatures. You don't see
battlefield?
That. Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah.
The only thing you need is you need it to be kind of late game. That's the only
mid game, I would say.
Yeah, mid game. Yeah.
You just need to make sure that turn like 5-6, there's been a board
one
wipe
in every graveyard for max.
You know, I think even if you get three, you're fine.
I think so too. Yeah. Even two good ones. Like you get an Elesh Norn and a Consecrated Sphinx.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 mana easy.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Next one.
Yeah, this one's good too. Hordewing Scab, 4 and a blue for a zombie horror, 3/3 flyer. Other zombies you control have flying, which is that's what I think is really good about this card. And then when one or more zombies you control deal combat damage to one or more of your opponents, you may draw cards equal to the number of opponents dealt damage this way. If you do, discard that many cards. So it's got this loot aspect to it, which is cool, you know, which you use in a lot of zombie decks, you know, because
again, you want to get to stuff in graveyard,
as many things in the graveyard as possible. And then but the fact that it gives all your zombies flying, all of those tokens and things like that, like that's how you're going to get your damage in.
Or just play Sun Quan.
That too.
All right. No, I think giving everything, all your zombies flying is really, really good. The evasion's great. So I just had to make a Sun Quan joke. Okay. The next one is Ravenous Rotbelly, 4 and a black for a 4/5 zombie horror. When Ravenous Rotbelly enters the battlefield, you may sacrifice up to 3 zombies. When you sacrifice one or more zombies this way, each opponent sacrifices that many creatures. So it kind of turns zombies you've already got on the battlefield into like merciless executioners or
yeah,
something.
Or like fleshbag marauders.
So you were like, I sack 3 tokens with Decayed. Everybody else has to sack 3 things, real creatures probably. This is the kind of card that just like turns off Voltron decks. This is one of the, there's so many cards like this, and they're the reason Voltron decks are bad.
It's true, because you can even sacrifice it on the 3 creatures and then put it into your graveyard, reanimate it, you know, and then you're doing it can get really brutal.
All right, one more zombie tribal card in this deck, and then there's a few other cards, so we're not at the end yet.
So Tomb Tyrant is 3 and a black for a 3/3 zombie noble. It's a zombie lord, so it says other zombies you control get +1/+1. Always love getting more of those. And then 2 and a black and tap it, sacrifice a creature. Return a zombie creature card at random from your graveyard to the battlefield. Activate only during your turn and only if there are at least 3 zombie creature cards in your graveyard. So it's cool to have a zombie lord like this. We haven't had one like this before that kind of like reanimates stuff. So the fact that it buffs your zombies and you can hypothetically get things back into the battlefield for 3 mana, kind of cool.
Yeah, that last part seems like it's a lot of... They tried to balance it by like, okay, only... at random, so you get...
Yeah, there's a lot of rules.
Like, yeah, exactly. Sure, you might do that sometimes, but mostly it's just like a zombie lord with upside.
Yep.
All right, there are 2 curses in this deck. So Lindy, the new Grixis commander that likes curses, might like these. There's Curse of the Restless Dead, 2 and a black for an aura enchant player curse. Whenever a land enters the battlefield under enchanted player's control, you create a 2/2 black zombie creature token with Decayed.
So, like, dream scenario, you enchant the Omnath, the 4-color Omnath player.
The Lord Windgrave. Yeah, the Lord Windgrave. You know what? I like the fact that somebody can punish these land decks.
Yeah.
I think they should print more cards like this and maybe not in just mono black, but this is a card that, like, if somebody's playing a land deck, it's going to punish them.
Yeah, like opponent landfall almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. How many lands do you think you need to hit with this to feel comfortable playing it?
I think they're going to have to hit 3 land drops, right? So you get 6 power and toughness. It's Decayed, though, for 3 mana?
The Decayed definitely makes it. It kind of takes it, I agree, from 2 to 3.
I didn't think about that Decayed thing. Yeah. I think you need to get, 4 zombies to kind of feel good about it,
for
probably.
For 3 mana, though, I'd be happy with 3.
Yeah. I don't know. Curses are tough, because then the player dies. And
Yep.
The next one is Curse of Unbinding. This is 6 and a blue, so it's a 7-mana curse, so I'm expecting a lot from it.
Yeah.
Or a curse enchant player. At the beginning of enchanted player's upkeep, that player reveals cards from the top of their library until they reveal a creature card. Put that card onto the battlefield under your control. That player puts the rest of the reveal cards in their graveyard. This is a good card against Craig.
Yeah. So that's what I put, is it's like, it's good against certain players or certain commanders.
It's bad against me and good against Craig.
Yeah. So, although it might be good against you in that it gets rid of all of your good cards, and then you're usually playing a Consecrated Sphinx or at least one big beater.
Sure, but I have a lot of Secure Tribal or little.
Yeah, that's
little
fair. Okay.
So you're liable to pay 7 mana and hit something kind of crappy.
Yep.
If you're paying 7 mana, you need to have a good chance to hit something awesome.
Like Eldrazi or,
But against Itali's. Certain players, you're going to get a Itali, and then the next turn get something, and that's all you need. It's just two, like, huge crazy things. So against Craig, it's very good.
It is very good. At least they don't have Decayed either.
Yeah. That's a good point. All right, there's three cards left, and I put these under a category I'm calling interesting design. And I think one of the cool things about Commander product and Commander focus things is that they can play around in spaces that they, you know, they wouldn't fit into a standard set or would be too powerful, or else just, you know, it's hard to build an entire deck around certain thoughts, but these, but certain cards would work as one-offs, and this allows them to do a couple of those, which I think they've done here. You want to read this next one?
Yeah, I'm glad they did that with some of these. So this one's Prowling Geist Snatcher. It's 3 and a black for a 2/4 human rogue. Whenever you sacrifice another creature, exile it. If the creature was a token, put a +1/+1 counter on Prowling Geist Snatcher. When Prowling Geist Snatcher leaves the battlefield, return each card exiled this way to the battlefield under your control.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, I think in certain decks, this is like a bomb. You know, because, like, I know we weren't going to, like, say certain decks play this card, but Prosh, if you play this card and then play a board wipe.
Any Aristocrats deck, but also the fact that it brings stuff back. I'm sure there's
into loops the battlefield.
There's got to be Karmic Guide loops and stuff like this, where you just sort of go back and forth.
Mm.
Revelark 2, because it's got two power.
Yeah,
so I'm sure there's some combos with this card. Again, we're not going to get into evaluating all these things, so that would take forever, but I bet you can do a lot with this
card. That's ridiculous. I didn't even think about those two.
Okay, the next one is Shadowkin, 3 and a blue for a 2/2 shapeshifter with flash. It says, at the beginning of your upkeep, each player mills 3 cards. You may exile a creature card from among the cards milled this way. If you do, Shadowkin becomes a copy of that card, except it has this ability. So that means, you know, even if you copy something, the next turn you still mill the 3 cards and then possibly exile one and change Shadowkin into a copy of that. This card's interesting. I will say you don't get ETB effects off of this because it enters, does its thing. It's already in the battlefield, and it's
then you're exiling it, becomes a copy.
Yeah, yep, and it's already it's not leaving the battlefield and entering. So one of the best things about clones is that they have ETBs. The fact that this one doesn't, I think, makes it a little tough. It does have flash though.
It does have flash. I think that's the coolest part about it is, like, if somebody searches for something, you can flash it in, and then you know that you have their, you know, you basically took their green,
their worldly tutor,
their worldly tutor away from them. But, you know, every once in a while you'll get an Eldrazi where, you know.
Sure. But you might can also whiff too. Don't you just want to play a clone that you know what it does?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably. Yeah, absolutely.
This might have some interesting uses, but it doesn't seem particularly powerful. All right, one more new card to go. It's called Drown in Dreams. It's got the same casting cost of Stroke of Genius, so I'm already excited. 2 a blue and X for an instant. Choose one. If you control a commander as you cast this spell, you may choose both. The choices are target player draws X cards or target player mills twice X cards. I tell you what, I play Stroke of Genius a lot. It's a very, very powerful spell. Works well with cost reduction spells because there's so much colorless mana in its cost. Yep. It's also one of those backup spells to, like, I have a counter spell, but if nothing worth countering happens, I'm going to Stroke of Genius for like 7.
Yep.
And you often just find yourself sort of playing that game.
The instant speed is huge.
Yeah.
Which this also has.
Yep. So to have two of these in a deck, I think that's worth it, even if it didn't have the mill thing. And the fact
the mill is even better.
Well, and the fact that it can do this Blue Sun Zenith part, which is kill your opponents, because I have often used Blue Sun Zenith because it says target player draws X cards to kill my opponents. Because if you can find yourself in a situation where you're creating a ton of mana, mm-hmm. you can often be like, okay, I can create 100 mana. How do I turn that into victory? Oh, mill you out.
Yep.
I draw a bajillion cards. And then, you know, from there, I still have a million mana probably. And
I think a lot of times, though, you're using this both on yourself. Like, in the right you're milling yourself double X.
In this zombie deck, probably. Like,
yeah, exactly. It could be draw 3X.
Yeah. So it has 3 modes, right? Like, draw cards, put cards in your graveyard that you are virtually drawing them, but also the other mode of, like, just kill your opponent if you have enough mana. I think this card is quite good, and we'll probably see a lot of play outside of just this deck.
I just want to name a couple cards that, like, if you do mill yourself, work insane with this. Crucible Worlds, World Shaper, Replenish, Primeval Glorious Rebirth,
Sure, just all the cards that work with if you fill your graveyard.
Yeah, okay. Just crazy.
All right, coming up, we are going to go into the topic that a lot of people always wonder about these decks, which is reprint value. We're going to break down what the reprints are and how much value is in this deck. And spoiler alert,
You're going to want to stay for that.
That's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. So you're going to want to hear that breakdown. But real quick, we're going to take a break and hear a message from our sponsors.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, we are back. We are talking about the Undead Unleashed Commander Precon deck from Midnight Hunt. It is a zombie deck, but we've already talked about the new cards. And now we are going to talk about the famous
stats.
All right, let's talk about the deck stats. We always like to talk about this first, just to make sure the deck is constructed properly. And I got to say, over the last few years, Wizards has gotten really good at this.
Yeah, they know what they're doing now.
Yeah. So there are 7 ramp cards in this deck.
Nice.
There are 12 card draw cards. Mm-hmm. There are 11 targeted removal spells.
Seems a lot.
It feels like Wizards has come to the same conclusion we have, which is like, I'm running a little less board wipes and a little more targeted removal these days.
Yeah, especially these days. It's more fun.
Well, and also just like, there are more must-answer singular threats kind of early in the game, and board wipes won't take care of it.
Yep.
But there are 3 board wipes or so in the deck. To get nitpicky, I think, you know, obviously we would want a little more ramp, but this is close to perfect numbers, right?
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay. Let's talk about the financial value, the reason that everyone stuck around through the commercial break to hear this stuff. Remember, when we do our price breakdowns, all our prices are from before the deck's contents are revealed, because we have to record these episodes before the deck's contents are revealed, and so we have to control for the same... we have to use the same control group. So every time we do this, we take the prices from before. That way, when we're comparing to decks from 2018 or whatever, we're comparing similar... moments in time, right? It wouldn't be fair to compare the price of a deck from before it's revealed to the price of another deck from after it's revealed. Does that make sense? Hopefully it did. All right. So the previous Commander precons for the last couple of years have gone like this. Commander 2019, the average reprint value across all the decks was about $80.
Okay.
Commander 2020, Ikoria, the average reprint value was about $96. Lest you think it's been steadily going up, Commander 2021, the Strixhaven precons, the average reprint value of those decks was about $88. So we're seeing around $90, maybe a little lower for Commander 2019. Then this year for Commander Forgotten Realms, there was 4 decks.
Yep.
So they did a second Commander product. The average reprint value in those decks was $115. So quite high. A lot higher than we'd seen in the previous couple of years.
The crazy thing, too, is that they've also printed new cards that are also very good.
Right. Remember, this is just the reprint value of the deck. We don't know the prices of the new cards because nobody knows about them when we're recording this, so we can't check prices on that. So, yeah, the value of the deck is much more than these numbers that we're saying here. This is just the reprint value equity. All right. So, in Undead Unleashed, the Midnight Hunt deck that we're talking about today... the reprint value of this deck is $133. It's crazy. It's really high. I think it's the second highest we've ever seen for a single deck. I believe the Forgotten Realms Bant equipment deck that we just did was like $137.
Yeah.
But like $133 worth of reprints is kind of nuts for one of these decks. And this isn't even a Commander product deck. This is, you know, what we used to call a mini deck or a starter deck or something.
Right.
Yeah. So,
and it has all the staples for a zombie deck. Like,
it really does have
such a solid core for a zombie deck.
Yeah. It really does have most of the really good cards that zombie decks you would expect them to have. So yeah, we're not going to go over every single card, every single reprint. It would take forever. So The full deck list is linked in the show notes if you want to look at it. We're just going to go over some highlights here really quick. So cards that are $5 or more, there are 11. I think that might be the highest number.
I think it's the most.
It's crazy.
The Galea deck was close, but this 11, $5 or more, that covers your entire cost of the deck.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like seven of those does it. And one of the cards is $18. It's an $18 card. It's Endless Ranks of the Dead. This is two black for an enchantment. At the beginning of your upkeep, put X 2/2 black zombie creature tokens onto the battlefield, where X is half the number of zombies you control, rounded down. So this just kind of exponentially grows as the game continues, as long as you can keep zombies out. It counts the zombies that it made last time too, right? And these don't have decayed.
They do not.
Yeah. So just a staple in zombie decks, very powerful. I'm not going to read what all the cards do here. I'll just read the cards. But some other highlights, $5 or more. Liliana, Death's Majesty. Was about $9. Rooftop Storm.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Yeah, seriously. So
maybe
good.
We should read that one. Do you want to read that one?
Sure. Yeah. So 5 and a blue for an enchantment says you pay 0 rather than pay the mana cost for zombie creature spells you cast.
It's zombie niscience.
Yeah. If you have
Zomnition,
yeah, exactly. And both of the commanders have incredible card draw.
Yeah.
So now you're just like, you get Rooftop Storm out and you're off to the races.
Yeah, that's a must have in a zombie deck. Maybe the most must have card that a zombie deck can have if it's got blue in it. So that was about $8.
Yep.
Before the reprint here.
Yep.
Dread Summons, Diagraph Colossus, Gisa and Geralf. Yep. Those are all between $7 and $8. Cemetery Reaper, $6.50-ish. Talisman of Dominance.
Thank goodness that they printed that again.
Yeah, like, the talismans are really... Some of them really need a lot of reprints. Yeah, yep. That was about $6 before this. Zombie Apocalypse, Death Baron, Tainted Isle, all around the $5 to $5.50 mark.
Zombie Apocalypse is such a bomb. When in a zombie deck, when you're playing this, Zombie Apocalypse is going to do so much work, especially if you're able to fill your graveyard and then just incidentally killing that many humans. Oh, like,
so crazy. Yeah. So that was the $5 or more card. And then at $2 or more, there was an additional 7 cards. So there are actually 18 cards in the deck that are $2 or more. But of course, you count the $5 or more cards because those are also $2 or more. So the additional 7 cards that we didn't already mention that are $2 or more are Gravespawn Sovereign, about $4.30. Army of the Damned, about $3.50. Go for the Throat, also about $3.50. Unclaimed Territory, $2.75. And then we've got 3 that are all $2. Open the Graves, Temple of Deceit, and Soul Ring, bringing up the end here. Just a ton of value. Again, that's only 18 of the cards in the deck. The deck contents kind of break down like this. There are 15 new cards, 58 reprints, and 27 basic lands. Remember, not all lands in the deck are basic. There are some non-basic lands, like Tainted Isle, so those count as reprints there. So I got to say, like, pretty impressed with this deck. It really does feel like a regular Commander product.
Yeah. I mean, especially, you know, you could see that they kind of saved on the mana base there, but really loaded up the actual cards you're going to use, which is really
legit. And I don't think you need a complicated mana base for a two-color deck. No. 27 basics is fine.
Yep.
Your deck's going to run just fine, and I would rather have, you know, Rooftop Storm or something.
Totally.
Yeah. So, well, I guess the question to ask really is not what we think, but what everybody out there thinks about this deck. Are you excited about it? Are you excited about the new cards? Are you going to do anything cool with some of the new cards maybe that aren't even for the zombie deck? Or are
I am so hyped about the new cards.
Yeah.
Like, my Verena deck is getting so much better after this. It's going to be insane. Here's what I'm worried about. I'm going to be spending hours going through that deck being like, all right, now what do I take out?
Right. Yeah, it's true.
Because there's at least 3 cards that I needed for that deck. So
very exciting. We'd love to hear what the audience thinks out there. Before we go, big shout out to our brand new sponsor, channelfireball.com/command. That's our affiliate link that you want to use when you are purchasing products from the Channel Fireball site. And remember, they've got a marketplace coming out very soon. So Channel Fireball used to sell cards like other retailers where they would just sell their cards, but they're actually transferring over to a marketplace model. And that means that they're going to have a variety of sellers, hundreds of sellers on their site selling Magic cards. There's a lot of bonuses to a marketplace that are sort of advantageous over a single seller, right? One of them is that a bunch of competitors means they drive prices down. So if you've got multiple vendors posting the same card, they're incentivized to lower the price on those cards so that they sell before their their competition does.
Right.
That's one of the big bonuses. Another one is just inventory. If you're a single seller, even if you're huge like Channel Fireball, it's just hard to keep every card in stock. Whereas if you've got hundreds of sellers selling at a marketplace, it's a lot easier to find. You know, Craig, you're a big like foil, alternate arts, Phyrexian.
Give me the unique stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's hard to find that stuff if you're going to a single seller. Yep. But if there's a marketplace where there's a bunch, it's a lot easier to find those highly specialized cards.
And you said that's happening October 1st, right?
Right. So the marketplace goes live October 1st. It's not live quite yet. And one last thing to note, like we said early in the episode, when the marketplace goes live, of course, Channel Fireball, they want to hype it up. They want people to try it out. So one of the things they're doing is a ton of giveaways. They're calling it Marketplace Madness for the first like month or so that they're running the marketplace when they launch it. And so that's a good time to take advantage of. You know, you're going to buy Magic cards anyway, we say all the time. If you just wait till October 1st.
I cannot recommend enough waiting until October 1st. The amount of stuff that they're giving away and the things that they're giving away, like a Black Lotus, like, oh, that's ridiculous, like whatever. But even the stuff, the lower stuff that they're giving away is insane.
Yeah, they're giving away collector's booster boxes. They're giving away Time Spiral Remastered boxes. They're giving away, you know, set boosters, signed foil soul rings. They're sending, I believe they're sending foil soul rings to Jimmy and I to sign.
Dope.
To be part of the giveaways. Sick. They got all kinds of stuff. They're also giving away stuff for other games, Pokemon, Flesh and Blood, Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
So if you want to win some of that stuff, you'll have a chance. So again, channelfireball.com/command. October 1st, make sure to check out their marketplace. A lot of cool things going on there. Definitely going to be something where you can get a lot of extra value out of your Magic purchases. And then, of course, once you get that stuff, we always say, but you want to keep it in really good condition, Ultra Pro products are the best way to protect all of your game pieces. Make sure that you use their Eclipse sleeves, which I have all my decks in Eclipse sleeves. I love them. They have that great shuffle feel. Slide those decks into a nice satin tower. It'll be protected forever. Nothing's going to happen to that deck.
I've been using their binders to
You know,
because I've been reorganizing all of my stuff, especially with all these good cards coming out. I'm pulling out a lot of stuff that you said. I like alternate versions of stuff, so I want to keep it pristine. Right. So, you know, I'll put it in an Ultra Pro sleeve, put it in an Ultra Pro binder.
Yeah, the Mythic Collection binders, right? The embroidery
they're
and everything.
They're so dope. Yeah, they're so dope.
Yeah, they're super classy. Yeah, yep. I love those. So Ultra Pro makes great stuff. And remember, by supporting our sponsors, you are supporting our content. All right, we're going to skip the end step on this episode because this is kind of a bonus episode. But I've got end step things to talk about coming up here. So all right, cleanup step. Big thanks to our amazing team here at the Command Zone. It is Lady Danger, Manson Lung, Craig Blanchett, Ashlyn Rose, Alfred Estaca, Josh Murphy, Jake Boss, Patrick Nan, Jordan Pridgen, Arthur Meadowcroft, Sam Waldo, Gaurav Galati, and we got a new guy, Truck Ty. Welcome, Truck. Everybody give Truck a big shout out. It's T-R-U-C in the comments. He is new to the team. We've actually got a number of people joining us over the next few weeks.
Building a dope team over here. It's, things are happening. We're happy.
We're having a lot of fun. Oh, and special thanks to Jeffrey Palmer for the living card animations that begin the show and often live behind us. This is Evolving Wilds, done by Jeffrey. You can find Jeffrey on Twitter at LivingCardsMTG. All right, that'll do us, but we've got a lot more Midnight Hunt to talk about coming up. We're going to do budget upgrade guides for both of the Commander Precon decks, and of course, we have the remainder of the monocolored Commanders to talk about, and then all the cards in the 99. So hit that notification bell so that you know when we release new videos, and we'll see you very soon. Peace!
For further inquiries, send an email to commandcast@rocketjump.com or ask us on Twitter @JFWong and @JoshLeeKwai. See you later, alligator.
Greetings, humans.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.